And what about to go from the downstairs to the second floor, you'd go up the
staff, yeah.
Okay, and what about a little room off the kitchen where you you stored canned goods, extra dishes, that sort of thing?
That Miss Logan's house had it, but it didn't have that up to where we lived.
Mm-hmm. What did they call it? What did they call it? Mm-hmm.
They call it where we put the dishes at.
Okay. And what would you call old, worthless furniture? Maybe things that you think, well, maybe you ought to throw away, but you still have around. Just maybe furniture, or maybe a farm tools, or something you might store outside somewhere. You say, I ought to get rid of that stuff. That's just a lot of old.
Yes, it shows us a lot of old stuff like that.
Would you call it trash or junk or?
Call it junk.
Okay. And where would you, what would you call a room that maybe you just kept that sort of stuff in?
Call it where we keep the junk at.
Okay. And every morning after you get up and have breakfast, you have to go around and, you know, straighten up everything. How do you say that you're going to do that or you have to do that? I've got to go.
Well, when they got to eating breakfast thing, I did that. I give them the breakfast on the table. I go milk the cow. And I come back in and strain, and I'd eat and get the dishes and clean them out. They had food dogs, they feed the dogs, and I wash the dishes. And that time would be time for me to be getting ready for them. And I get up, went down on vegetables, get ready for them.
Okay, what do you call it if after you have breakfast you have to go through the process of making up the beds or going over the floor? You say, well, I've got to, maybe you've had company or maybe the children have been playing and everything's gotten disordered. You say, well, I've got to.
Well, we had to pick up behind them all the time.
Yeah. You know? Did you have a word that meant doing all of that sort of thing, making up the beds?
In them days and time, I could just do, it wasn't much to do. Well, I didn't call it nothing.
Okay.
I'd soon go through with that, done, getting up the thing. And
okay.
Getting Virginia's thing out, trying to wash them, because that was my pet.
Is that right? She was your favorite?
Yes.
Is there, she the youngest?
Yes.
Is that right?
And, of course, I liked them all.
Sure.
But I'd always do everything she wanted me to do for her. Dye their clothes, or...
Or what, their clothes?
Down, if they had anything, won't dye it up.
Yeah. How did you do that?
On the stove.
Just stirring it?
You know, put on, let it get hot and get the dye in it and boil so many minutes, take it out and put a handful of salt in it and put it back in there for it to stay.
Salt?
Just,
what did that do?
I rinsed it, started in it to keep it from running, and then rinsed it till it was clean.
Okay.
Washed clothes that they didn't, couldn't hang out and hang on the sheet of chest, lay it on the chest floor on paper.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use to sweep with?
Straw brooms. Maybe I'll buy them straw brooms every year. Good ones.
Yeah.
She has stick broom with, she gets straw broom.
Oh, a stick broom? What's it now? Stick broom is the kind that just has a handle.
Yeah.
Right? The straw broom is all in.
It's straw.
All
straw. Yeah. You know, uh-huh. Sweep all under the bed and everywhere.
Well, you had to bend over to do that one more, didn't you?
No, it was on a good long straw broom. In them times, she didn't have rugs on the floor.
Sure. Okay. And if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell someone to
close the door.